The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey there, Beverly Hills, 90210 fam.
You know how when they yell cut, they wouldn't stop?
That's interesting.
What?
Yeah.
If you were Donna, what would you have said?
A waitress rather call the police. And she was mistaken 90210 for cops.
Along with your host, Charles Rosen.
But look at that Dean Cake. And Dan probably got the best performance he ever gave.
We're having a meeting here.
Oh, at least there's one person on this Fricata set that knows what they're doing.
Larry Mullen.
I had a friend named Craig Richland. You know, there was still cocaine around and stuff. I always remembered him, and I just kind of thought I would honor my coke dealer.
Get out of here!
Pete Ferrero.
Here's what I learned. It's possible Claire would have gone out with me.
That was your takeaway.
So sit back and relax, because it's, like, totally time for the Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Just hold on to me tonight.
Okay, here we are back reunited on the Beverly Hills 90210 show. It's good to see everybody. Chuck, how are you? How are things going in your world?
Not bad. I do a lot of Rosen Report stuff and getting ready for the volume 11. And we'll put 10 to bed soon, but 11 is October. And
that's gonna be a big one.
Gearing up to have some stuff around the 36th anniversary. So
is it 35 or 36? Is it 36?
19? Oh, maybe 35. Huh? Is it
big year?
35. Yeah. Oh, 35. I thought it was
we
double
did the
high.
20, oh, well. The 2020 30th. So I mean, I don't see us doing a 35th reunion show, but we'll try to.
No, but we're gonna have a. Hopefully, if you're listening to this and you get the Rosen Report, you got a email yesterday and saying, like, why don't you tell me what you think about this? Some of them for the people who worked on the show, and a different one for the people who are in the community, as it were.
I already responded.
You
responded.
Did, and I appreciate it. You know,
that's good. Larry is in Ohio.
I'm in Ohio. I'm still pushing my book. I want people to read it, I want people to review it. I really, depending on my crowd here, plus, I want to entertain you. Wait a second. My dogs don't want to talk. Everything else is good here in Southern Ohio. We're happening. You know, it's all right. I'm all right.
Do you mind? Wants to know, how can we get on the email list? And the best way, as of this moment, is to DM Brian Navarro or myself, and then we send your email to Chuck. That seems to be the best method.
Worked very well, and those people seem to have liked it. Valerie, a few others, really appreciate it. So.
Okay, now everyone's doing this. Add me to the list. Add me to the list. Okay.
Just good. Admin to the list. More the better. More better. More better, they say.
Brian Navarro, how are you?
Good. It's hot as hell over here in the Bay right now. But other than that, we're scratching and surviving.
What's it like? What is it, 82? Is it?
Oh, no, we're like 95 at least right now.
Oh, yeah, you're in the valley.
Yeah,
it's same here, right? How's Woodland Hills, Pete?
Oh, it's just but that's when he said that, I was like laughing at his version of hot because Woodland Hills gets so hot up here. You know, I feel like it's like maybe it's 90 something as well, but it feels like 150. It's so
we're
hot.
We're getting California weather. We're getting the California weather here.
Oh, really? Nice. Up in Ohio too.
High 70s, dry, sunny every day. We haven't had rain in weeks.
Oh,
okay. I'm watching. I'm also just I'm watching the Mets game on the. Are you watching your team as well? We got it. Yeah.
My game is on in the corner of my left eye.
Just in case something goes down. This week's show, Larry, explain.
Sex.
I just called it sex.
I think, well, look, it's an age of statistics. And I think, you know, we kind of wanted to do a definitive look at the real hookups of the first 7 years of the show on the main characters. By main characters, I mean any character who appeared in the opening credits, had their own right. little slug, a little dance around. So, and it's very enlightening. You could kind of look at analytics on this thing, but I think we're going to take it character by character, season by season. And you know, Brian has prepared a spreadsheet, which I went over. I've kind of have some thoughts, and, you know, I think it's almost there, but we need also your input too, if we missed anybody, all the other mavens there, if we missed any hookups. But we're only talking about not foreplay. This has got to be like carnal knowledge, I think we're talking about. Is that correct?
I took it that way, that this is, and so then we're going to get into some interesting debates here. Did they or didn't they? You know,
that's
what did
what
we?
I think we need to do. So let's just go right into it, Pete. I've got the sheet right here. Brian, do you want to take us through it?
Hold on. Let's start. I think we should start with Brandon. I'm just trying to find, but I'm trying to find Brandon.
There it is.
Okay, sorry about that. Brandon.
So for starters, I already know the fans are going to be saying stuff. Season one, I put Cheryl, who as many recall was the girlfriend from Minnesota. It turned out to be a gold digger when she came to visit. That was, you know, Brandon losing his virginity. I feel that's the only
first. Hold on.
What do you think, Chuck?
Well, I think that, yes, I understand that there was money at play at some point, I guess. I hadn't seen this episode in a while.
But I know she was
a troubled girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't characterize her.
Brandon left Minnesota, and she completely got unmoored. She started sleeping around, and I don't know, ended up in L.A. Darren wrote the script. I thought it was one of our best things from season one, but I just don't want her to be characterized as a gold digger.
I didn't like that.
Did Brandon lose his virginity with her? I guess the bigger question.
Yes. Oh, absolutely did. Yes.
So that's really important. So that's Brandon's. So that season.
And although there was maybe a peep in the bedroom of Cindy and Jim Walsh, there was not a peep from any standards and practices group or offended viewers about the fact that Brandon went all the way with a girl that he truly loved, his former girlfriend.
We should put in perspective, Chuck and Pete and Brian, this was an 8 o'clock show. We would have been canceled. But this is now Brandon's having sex in his house with his parents in the house, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. On an 8 o'clock show. You said it right.
Yep.
And we passed standards by the way we did it.
Unbelievable.
And that the fact is that if you, what I used, I probably should get this out of the way now because there'll be other places, I know the other places that will factor into my point in the conversation, is that there was a group of, in the government that scrutinized movies that was called the Hays Group. And they were basically the censorship group for the government, not the theater. And the studios kind of employed the Hays Group to be this.
Hays Code,
yeah. The code of the stuff that was supposed to be the enforcement of stuff. And that was kind of the aesthetic that I would use. Could I pass the Hays Code in a theater in the 1930s? So that's something just to keep in mind.
Okay.
Did Brandon have any other hookups in that first season?
Before we got into this, hold on.
I thought this was going to be about the actors. No.
That's an OMG, I guess. It's a weird show.
Whoever just posted that has got us mixed up with TMZ.
OMG. They would tell them.
We discussed the actors, too. No, because
that was... One of the things about being able to do the show on a creative level is that I had nothing except a little bit with Jason and Christine. I had virtually nothing to do, and Charlie and Gabrielle, nothing to do with the actors on a personal level. If they invited me to something, I would be there. But what they did in their extracurriculars was not my venue. You know, Steve would have been able to comment on some of that, right, Larry?
But we wouldn't really know. We wouldn't be able to make it this definition.
We should move on, because this was me covered on OMG where the girls really were in the heat of it.
Okay. Our good friend Catherine Westy, the killer of the game we played that time, if you remember. Cheryl is the first for sure. Yeah, thanks, the greatest of all.
But I believe, go put back and put up the Brandon page if you would.
Okay, here we go. Yes. Okay.
That I believe that you skipped through Carla.
Well,
I wrote that episode, and that episode filmed hot, and she was hot, and I don't see why on earth they wouldn't have done a quickie somewhere.
I didn't think Carla was that kind of girl,
which episode was
Carla was that? Yeah, I think she was. You know, that was her only performance. She really is not on IMDb. I don't know whatever happened to her, but she was everything I wanted and more. And I thought they had neither probably made out with somebody like the other, and they liked it a lot. And I think they generated a lot of heat, and that heat, in my imagination, was rewarded.
So we should add Carla to the season one.
All right.
Revise your score sheet.
We'll revise it.
You can put off screen, because off screen.
And a lot of these on the list are off screen.
That counts.
What about the girl from that season? That the actress, Lydia.
When would they have had sex, Pete?
No way.
Lydia, no. I don't think they slept together.
No, not even close.
I just feel like she would be in the world. She would want to do that. Okay, let's see who else we have.
Season two.
We're talking Emily Valentine, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. That's the confirmed for season two. And then
let me ask the Mavens. What about seasons 4 and 5? Did they hook up in either of those seasons?
I said yes.
That's a good question.
We'll get to that.
We're talking about Emily, so why don't we go to it now? Let's talk about it. Do you think when Brandon goes back to San Francisco and or when she visits, both of those are controversial for Kelly.
I think in season 4, yes, season 5, no.
I'm with Chuck.
That's what I feel too.
Okay, but I think in season 5 they made out or something. You know, they went.
They made out. I'll give them that. But no, I think that Brandon was in a committed relationship with Kelly Taylor.
I like to think that too. That's how we wrote it. Believing that.
And do you think Brandon would have feel guilty enough of just being there while she was in this fire?
No, I don't think that necessarily. I'd have to really study that one before I make a judgment all these years later.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, that this is why he was so upset, and she holds this over him, Kelly, that he wasn't there and he was with Emily. She's speculating about everything
that's her speculation.
Yeah,
isn't his motivation.
Leverage.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad you do.
Obviously, before we head into the next season, because I did see somebody say the name Trish, the ice skater in season 2. I said no. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think so. I think that's unrequited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what about the
because of? Thing? I'll tell you why. Is because of the way. Remember, this episode really came from Paul Wagner, and his partner, who died of AIDS, was very much into ice skating. And there was a way that they framed it, the world for us, that made it seem, especially at the age that was this, that so it was so much controlling that it was pretty chaste. Now remember, this is not someone who's of the background of Tonya B. Harding, which changed everything, right? But at that point, so you know, and they wouldn't have had the opportunity. That skating coach wasn't going to let her out of his sight, you know.
I want to just give you, people are giving feedback that's opposite of your opinion, Chuck.
Really?
Well, Catherine says, in Senior Breakfast, Brandon chooses Trish as the closest to him. So if we're going to say yes.
Sexual penetration and emotional closeness are two different things.
Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah, I thought we made that clear. We're talking about carnal knowledge.
Maybe,
yeah.
We're talking about carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
Maggie said the Bible. The one that got him to dance.
Well, yeah, Carla did too.
No. And also, look. True. Yes, Catherine, that was a cheap shot. Let me do it this way instead. I wanted to use the clip in the graduation show because I really thought it was cool to see Jay skating, and she was a very good, Gabrielle Anwar, a very good skater too. So both of them skating to a song I really liked. I wanted to get that in the show. And so the only way that would happen is if Brandon said she was the most important.
I think that's a valid story.
That's the practical side of it.
Okay.
Also, on that note, Chuck, I love that we learned on this podcast a long time ago that it's not as easy as a process to just say, oh, we're going to use a clip from when the girl was on the show.
She said, that's right. She said no originally.
Yeah. And because she was in a massive movie at that time. She was in this movie.
In the one with Al Pacino.
Scent of a Woman, Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman, that's right.
Yeah.
And it took, you know, I had to appeal to, what's the guy, Nick Stevens? Because I was representing her at the time. Someone Larry knows from the Vineyard.
he's the guy who took my job, basically. Another story.
That's okay. We'll save that for another episode. Here's Alicia Bogner says, I think season 4 and season 5, Brandon and Emily hooked up.
Well, that'd be harsh. I don't think we thought that writing it. I don't think we thought that Brandon was being true to Kelly, I believe.
Okay. Let's see.
One thing I want to say.
Julia, I don't see anything that would indicate that they hooked up on camera.
Yeah. They
weren't appreciably closer or more affectionate or physical with each other.
Season 4, 100. We all agree that it happened in San
Francisco. That's unquestionable.
Not even a question about it. The only question is if the roommate joined in as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Some of the European countries.
But in season 5 is a good debate. I think that him being with her, it was enough of a reason for them, just in general, it's a reason for them not to have.
Right. And you also have, if they went to bed, then what that means is that he spent the night, most likely.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he would have given that level of commitment knowing what was going on with his girlfriend.
I do have to tell you,
We should move through a little bit. We got a lot of stories.
All right, here. We have Brooke Alexander, a racist.
Oh no, you're staying up past your bedtime tonight. I'm sorry. You're doing 1 through 5. That was, you know, you save 6 for 7 for next week. You know, I'm not letting these go through.
I'm with you. This is the show. The show is to analyze on this deep level. We're going. Yeah.
There's one thing. While we're looking the super view of it. The Brandon Walsh character, in all the years, only had sex with one person and one other star on the show, Kelly Taylor. He had many other partners, but as far as being the stars of the show, he only had, whereas everyone else kind of mixed around.
You're saying guest star?
Well, they were characters that were brought in.
But they were, yes, but they were not, they were not.
As we discussed,
where they had their own little thing in the beginning.
Yeah, but as we discussed, like with Andrea, it was not in our interest to have that happen. It was more in our interest with generating story to have other women come in.
All right, let's look at a few other of these people.
Of course.
Brooke Alexander.
Brandon Clean, I guess what I was trying to say.
Brooke the racist Alexander. Chick. What do you think? I say yes, Brooke. He slept with Brooke.
That was a sexy summer. I would say yes.
Okay. I agree. Nikki Witt.
Well, that was a real relationship, and I think there were one or two instances. And the way that you look at him and Nikki in the scene where she breaks up with him and says, I'm moving back, the moves that he was making were moves of someone familiar with a girl's body. Yeah. So I think yes on that as well.
Mm-hmm. That was great. Brandon's really ringing the bell here. So he's up to like 1, 2, 3, 4. He's up to 4.
Jill Fleming, who is we're calling the girl from New York.
Definitely.
Really?
You think so? Well, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one? Yeah, definitely one. Steve wanted her. They were playing tennis about it with me.
There was that.
I'll accept whatever the.
What do people think of that?
That storyline did not come. That storyline did not come alive for me. It wasn't broken good. It was we were just starting season 4. Everything was a little different and unsettling. And I just didn't necessarily believe that subplot and didn't really care that much about that subplot because I was with Brenda. Brenda was the one I cared about.
Wow. Got some good notes from
I was getting ready. I was getting ready for college. I was getting ready for starting college. But I think knowing the guys, and again, the summer aspect of it, I think there was a hookup there because they were in Malibu.
All right. So
there was definitely some midnight passaging in the area. Definitely.
Catherine West says no. Catherine West says.
Oh, okay.
Jill Fleming, no. He said just sleep.
Oh, well, good pickup, Catherine.
Maggie's okay. Bringing up, well, he kissed and almost had sex with Andrea in Home Again.
No, almost sex. No, but they would have.
Do you think he would have?
I believe if the Peach Pit was empty, they might have.
Yes,
I agree with you on that.
Because she was a willing partner.
I'm thinking if they were drunk enough at the prom, it would have happened.
Perhaps.
Yeah, there was.
I know now. That if I had really closely seen the footage with Valerie and Brandon from season 5, I would have lobbied like crazy to get those two together.
I'm sorry, Larry. You don't want
Jason to be the president? Well, then fuck it. Let's put him in the dark side with this gal.
That would have been jumping the shark, but it would have been great.
No, Valerie, Brenda, Kelly, triangle. Valerie, Brandon, Kelly triangle. That would have been perfect.
I don't know. I would have wanted to do that more than some of the other storylines. Anyway, that was just
me. Let's see. Okay. Sonia says, no, he and Jill never had sex. They shared a bed but did not have sex.
Thank you. So, okay, well, that's good.
There we go.
Lucinda Nicholson is the next, of course.
Of course.
Oh, listen. Yeah, she's on there. Yeah.
She talked about sex.
Lucinda. Yep, Nicholson was proof that we were no longer doing a high school show.
Yeah, it was pretty outrageous. 8 o'clock show.
Pretty outrageous shit. I love it. Yeah.
And then, of course, Kelly Taylor. Yes, we're going to say Kelly Taylor for 2 seasons.
Yeah, season 5 ending.
Yeah.
That's when we leave Mr. Walsh in Washington.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing is that, for the upcoming Rosen report that's coming in, writing about the new episodes that aired, the ones I really liked in the month of September. One of them was my collaboration with Larry, what I did on my summer vacation.
Season 5 opener.
Yeah, and that was a fun one.
That was the introduction to Val. It was a great episode, yeah.
Right.
Larry, Brian has on this list from season 7, Joni's daughter.
Yes,
that happened.
Our friend from the show,
Catherine Kendall. Yes.
Do you think that happened?
I would like to think it happened. I mean, in my mind, it happened.
Who's this? Is this?
She was a stripper, basically. But Nat gets married. Nat's wife's daughter from a previous marriage is supposed to be a legitimate dancer, but she's really a stripper.
Nat's wife's daughter from a previous marriage.
I love it. I love that.
Nat, we had Roger Corman night. We had Roger Corman night. The Beach Band of Dark. And Nat Besicchio had a small part in the Roger Corman movie, which actually Joey Tata did.
Well, that I really like.
We had Roger Corman.
Roger Corman. That makes it for me. Then I'm in. I'm in on Roger Corman.
It was a Roger Corman film festival, and Nat's old girlfriend was
father. Not a kid.
Brian, you like looking back at Corman, right?
I love Corman.
He was great. He was
a Shop of Horrors. Come on.
Yeah. Real quick, Larry, let's wrap Brandon up post Chuck. Susan Keats, definitely. Tracy, definitely. And then Kelly again in season 7. You think
How was their relationship in season 7 very physical?
him and Kelly?
Yeah. Did you show them a lot of makeout, a lot of
most of the season?
Larry, that question's for you. Larry's counting.
No, I've got 9 hookups for him. But, you know, they were a really good couple. They were a good kissing couple. Yeah, we put them in situations where, yeah, they were, you know, they were a hot couple.
They were really happy to be back together again.
Oh, yeah. They were like the royal couple. It totally made sense what they were doing.
Excellent.
Okay. So let's go more.
I think Brandon's at 9 partners in 7 seasons. More than one a season.
Brandon wants a girl who's dreamy. Brandon.
But only one character of one star, which was Kelly. He didn't really mix around with the other girls.
No, he had high scruples.
Yeah, he didn't go to Claire. Because Claire would count as that, because she was before the credits. I mean, anyway, let's move on to the next one. Brendan Walsh was like a virgin.
Yeah.
Brendan Walsh. We got Dylan McKay and Stuart Carson. Just those two. Yeah. What about the guy that she goes to the dance with, Michael Kudlitz? Do you think that
Tony Miller? I don't think so. Chuck, you think she's with Tony Miller?
He didn't get any.
No,
he didn't even get. He got a kiss goodnight. Probably.
Yeah. He got a kiss goodnight.
Probably. Maybe.
Listen, I'll tell you. I was thinking about this one because this one plays into what I was saying about the Hays Code, and it also was a way that enabled me to be able to write season 2 from the summer episodes through Camping Trip all the way to when we did the condom episode, which was that Brenda and Dylan were doing it. We just didn't see it. And my point was our audience knew this. By the way that we played things, that the way that we did the Valentine's Day episode, that the way that we would show them making out, that it was kind of implied that they were making out seriously. And, you know, one of our stars once told me that once you have sex with one of these women, you just look at them differently. And so if that's indeed the case, I filmed it as if there was the Hays Code, that they were those scenes where they were making out would evolve to sex if the characters wanted it to, that there was no, that any of this fiat from the Fox Broadcasting Company had no credibility in my imagination. And I felt that I had a kinship with our female audience that would have wanted that to be taking place and like that kind of true devotion and sneaking around at the same time.
I wanted to make this point that you, like, people, you know, talk about breaking up Brenda and Dylan, but the level of what you went through to get the hookup, the sex to happen, you went through quite a bit for those two characters to make that happen at Spring Dance.
Yeah, well, they were in high school. Yeah.
True. And the other thing, though, that's very interesting, and Larry, I urge you to go to that Cincinnati Public Library and get the book, Who Knew? Read Diller's book, Barry Diller, because it's a fascinating book, and he does not mention 90210, and he barely mentions the whole Fox broadcasting experience. And I think one of the things that made him incredibly uncomfortable about his tenure at Fox was having to deal with the Brenda loses her virginity conflict. And I think when he looks back at it, it's not something he can be very proud of. And it's so I was talking to Freddie Duke about this today. It's so many other fascinating things to say about what Beverly Hills was like in the, you know, in the 50s when he was first moved there and went to high school there, and his relationship with Danny Thomas, and now we parlayed that into being the 32-year-old president of MGM and then Paramount and all the stuff that this guy had done. And he shortchanges 90210. And I think it's because, you know, it was that was the difficulty, was the overreaction.
Yes.
About the fact that we put together a show that the standards that fit with the criteria of your standards and practices. And he fell prey to the same people who have just indefinitely suspended Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
But, you know, Fox needed that notoriety. The show rose on that notoriety. It was cutting
edge. But also, what I feel is important to say is that...
Oh, I don't know. You really think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was a 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock show being able to play at 8 o'clock. So it had an advantage. Because when you think about 8 o'clock...
Well, right.
They were really soft comedies. Even the action shows were really...
Well, you know, it's always, again, and this is, you know, Brian knows this and a lot of super fans do, that, again, I wanted the moment where Brenda had to tell Jim, I'm sexually active. And for that to happen, you needed to have her be sexually active. So the whole loss of virginity was more about I'm transitioning into a different point in my life rather than, hey, babe, the sky's on fire, you know.
I want to analyze one thing. When did that episode air? Did it air during Sweeps Month?
Oh, sure, May.
There you go.
And they would, and he had pressed the trigger to have us come back in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, so he capitulated to the guy from St. Louis, who the moment, by the way, 2 years later, that Rupert outbid CBS for the NFL, they changed affiliates in St. Louis. They upgraded immediately.
Right, exactly.
Ultimately, my point is that for people, fans that give... You know, you guys are a hard time for splitting them up. The reason is because of how hard you work to put them together. Like, you know, you guys really made Brenda and Dylan a thing. And I think
yes, we did. But at the and the other side of it is remember, we went into the experience expecting that they would be a couple again before they graduated.
Right.
And real life conspired against that happening.
Yes.
But creatively, that was our impetus.
We're going to move along, but I just want to point out that David Peterson just gave up a grand slam, and the Padres
and
are not.
Stuart Carson was just the guy we needed. We needed a rich boy, and that was the one.
And the Padres are winning now, Chuck. I just
she never slept with Roy Randolph, obviously.
I don't think so.
No, she didn't.
She may have when she went back to London.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. That,
maybe.
In our story slam.
I hope she slept with a lot of people when she did that. But
that's,
you know,
that's so great, that Christmas thing, by the way. We should replay that.
I love that. We need another one. We should have done a summer one. Okay. Here's
our spare time.
All right, Dylan. This is interesting. There's one missing here, I'm pretty sure, from season 4 or 5.
Okay. Dylan McKay is Brenda Walsh.
Nobody else. Now, wait a second. When we meet Dylan, was he a virgin or no?
I mean, Larry, you said this about Claire, but I mean, are we counting?
No.
He was sexually experienced somehow. Besides,
Dylan was sexually experienced.
Yeah, there was the surfer girl, right? Wasn't that a friend of his?
No. He was. Dylan McKay lost his virginity when he was 13 or 14.
Definitely. Do you think he hooked up with the surfer girl?
You mean probably. Not in the episode?
No, but not in the episode, off screen prior to that. Probably.
I know. I think he would have picked up with someone better.
Okay. Let's see. And then there's Kelly Taylor, which we know, and everybody's the people that are Brenda fans, just their heart just dropped when they saw her, just saw her name on the list.
And then but they had season 3, which was the Wild Horses episode.
Oh, gosh.
I love that you refer to her in the Horse Lady.
That's how people recognize her, the fans.
But I think he did have sex with the Horse Lady. Do you think so, Chuck?
You're making me think about that one, huh? Okay, yes, he probably did.
All right.
Saying that's it? Are we really saying that's it for Dylan in the first 3?
Oh no. I think there is a chance there, both with locals and with surfer girls, that when he would go to Mexico, he'd fool around.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm sure.
I think that's really plausible, quite frankly. Larry, you're the expert when it comes to crushing Cabo. Wouldn't that happen
but for this contest, we can't really count that because they had no characters. They're not on IMDb.
We're just, I think it's
but I'd like to think that. I guess we, you know, again, we know that Dylan wasn't a virgin active, when he started the show, which is
he was a sexually active character, Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
He was, but as far as.
And I bet you that in season five, when he's fucked up with a girl in the pool hall, he probably had sex with that.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say Brian left that out, but what about Lucinda Nicholson, though, in season four?
That didn't happen.
No?
Why would
I was asking.
He totally rebuffed her.
He rebuffed
her. Oh, right. I'm going to have to like look at an episode for that. What do the fans say? Anything on that? I don't know.
I think she came on Brandon and he kind of blows her off.
I would do. She goes to try to get a documentary made, and he's not into it because he's reading through it. He's seeing through her. So I don't think that he would have done that to Brandon. I don't think he was involved. He had a lot of. It would have caused a lot of trouble for him if he did that.
Oh, and he was well aware that Brandon was in her.
And he alludes to it in the following episode. He tells Brandon, you know, something along the lines of keep her on a leash or whatever.
Oh, okay. Never mind. He never would have done it then. Okay.
I don't think so. But
she would have done it with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she would have been complicit.
She wanted the money and also for the documentary and also.
The young man.
Yeah.
The pool hall girl, there was a pool hall girl who ends up at Dylan's house. And I remember because Chip did this. Doing body shots. And he does body shots. This girl.
You're talking about the girl he shows up when Kelly shows up and then he's like all over her, right? You're talking about that girl.
That girl.
What about that girl, Brian? The girl
I'm saying I blanked on her, but we'll add her because I've got
Brian blanked. Yeah. We get bonus points for that.
Okay, wait. Kendra says this interesting comment. No, remember that dream car wreck where he says he's been with everyone in the room?
That was him hallucinating.
Ben. Of course, thank you. It's an unreliable narrator. Next.
Oh, I do love that idea that Dylan's hooked up with all these girls.
Remember when he's in the coma and he's having sex with, like, Donna and Claire and everybody's on him?
Well, we know that it didn't happen.
That's in the dreams of Dylan McKay?
Yeah.
As the Beatles said in Yellow Submarine, it's all in the mind, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, then season four, you have Kelly and then Brenda again. You're saying Brenda. Yeah.
Oh, and the finale, season four finale, Mr. Walsh goes to Washington. They definitely had sex.
I'd like that's a stretch, but I never thought of it.
You think it's a stretch when she says, give me something to come back to?
I don't think they had sex.
I hadn't thought of it, but yes.
I got to tell you, Brian, the only way I was, you know, I'm always for the sex. Especially if it's off screen. Because Shannon gave me a lot of shit in season one when you actually show her under the sheets with Dylan. And so did Paul. And they didn't want to see it, and they just, you know, and neither of them that work. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do these scenes. We didn't have scenes with too much under the sheets till they got to college. You know, they didn't really want it so much. But the thing is that if they had sex that night, she would have come home.
That's what I feel. You're right about that. I feel like that would have been a
character. Like, just think about that. She, with the character. She,
I agree.
Larry, back me up on this.
Well, we knew she wasn't coming back, so that's why I'm thinking that in our minds as writers, we never imagined her staying over. She just wanted a kiss. We're just going for a kiss there.
Well that is Larry is talking the true value of a spelling show, which is always about kissing. That was the key. And that was one of the best kisses we ever had, right?
They were really kissing.
That's by the way, I want to make, you know, luckily, you know, that is a Chuck mentioned about under the sheets. This one thing used to really bother me because everyone always is carrying the sheet like up to here. It's so freaking annoying. You don't want to have that ever. Have them have sex somewhere else other than a bed. Okay. Well, we learned that from Chuck and I got to work with.
That's right. I know exactly where you're going. He was like, when he was getting frustrated by what a crazy man he was, he had loads on me and say, "You're so boring. You just like characters in bed. I don't want to shoot two people in bed." I could have had a V8, you know.
He had done the Red Shoe Diaries. He was kind of a big
wasn't how I was thinking, you know.
So yeah, the three of us are saying that they did not, that we're saying Brenda should not be on that list in season four.
We'll have to listen to the fans. But I think
she's not on the season five part.
The fans disagree?
Alicia says, Brenda and Dylan totally hooked up in the last episode of season four. That end of the scene, it looked like they were about to lay down.
Yeah, but why didn't she come back?
She just wanted a final screw. I mean, she's going to England regardless. Do you think she's going to turn down the World Academy?
Final screw in the same emotion as give me a reason to come home?
Yeah.
Romantic.
One is pretty deep, and the other is a final screw.
I think Brenda Volker
know what would have stopped Dylan at that point.
That too. What would have stopped Dylan? Exactly.
I love when someone
would want it if she wanted
is
it.
Trying to find any answer to
their
point.
Well, and that well, hot but I, Dylan's West. Motivation. You might be right about that because he doesn't know he's been embezzled yet. Is that right, Larry?
Right.
That's right. He knows. Yeah,
he doesn't know yet.
He does not know.
The audience knows. He doesn't know.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's not with Kelly, and he might be feeling his oats. But I'm saying on Brenda's part.
I don't think that she would have.
We were protecting her character, basically. I think it was a special relationship, and we don't want
because to have that. Because she would have come. You'd be, if she screwed him, he would have come back.
It would have tainted it.
And the fact is, there was such bad blood there at the end, and it was that. Sorry, guys. It was that. That we couldn't even that you guys couldn't have entertained, we can bring her back for a special episode. And boy, if you had that option to do that once or twice, those episodes would have gone through the roof.
I mean, we kept Kipped her alive, hoping it would happen. You know, you just never.
Sorry, I always ask.
Well, there was no one to broach the story then.
Steve, with that Mr. Spelling, we did every year. I mean, all the time.
He was saying it was Mr. Spelling though. Yeah, I would have said, let's put our resources together. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You would have made it happen, Chuck. You would have gotten Brenda back on
stage. I would have made it happen. I didn't want to go upstairs. I was busy breaking
stories. I know. You had other You had other fish to fry at that point.
I know. I need someone else to go upstairs. I need a functioning Jessica to go upstairs.
We should play that story slam someday that Chuck gets Shannon to come back to season six or something like that, and what would
be a fun one. Figure out how we would do that. What would you have done
with Brenda Walsh? She says she's coming back. I feel like if you got Brenda Walsh to come back, Dylan Luke Perry would have stayed the rest of that season.
Maybe we could have AI create the characters and the real people could voice them. We can, you know, kind of do AI.
Oh no, let's not be unrealistic, Petey.
I could do this. Petey,
you just said would have never happened.
You don't think Luke would have stayed on?
No way. Luke was so hungry.
Movie star. He wanted to be a movie star.
It was not. He had four. He what was it? 14 in Countdown. That was.
Yeah, so we all worried about being too, you know. And again, not considered a good show. Don't forget, our show was not considered a good show, so it wasn't going to help him to be in any more.
I love when you have to put career. That. But we all look at 90210 like, it's a great show.
In volume 10 of the Rosen Report, the one's going to drop in 10 days or whenever, I write about my one time at the Emmys and how with Northern Exposure in my first year at 90210 and how odd it was because exactly what Larry said, we weren't a show that was considered to be, you know, worthy.
And then of course, you have season six, Tony, but I think we should play that story slam game, but we have to figure out what season Brenda would be coming back to and how that plays out.
Well, she'd come back and see Valerie in her bed, for one thing.
No, one thing I would do is have her come back in season seven. So you got that Luke, you may have gotten to come back in season seven. That would make it a season seven part.
Okay, so that's what we'll have to play out.
All right, so I'm going to respectfully pass on that one, but I'll be entertaining to see what you come up with, Larry.
The idea is that Chuck Rosen comes back to season seven, and with it, his demand is
that was the season
come back if Shannon Doherty comes back too, so that I can write her character. This is this is the story slam that we have set. And I'm sure you'll say, and maybe, and Karen's got to be in the writer's room so we can have some fun with this.
Finish up with Dylan. Pretty simple.
I think you made it come alive.
We're done with Dylan. We got Valerie.
Finishing up with Dylan, Valerie Malone. They were a hot couple, Valerie Malone and her.
I would say that Valerie and Dylan were the hottest, maybe the hottest couple on 90210. Yeah, I would argue.
Well, she sure was. I mean, it sure, when I was thinking about her, writing about her relative to that, what I did on my summer vacation, where she was very quickly in that was someone who had really, there were no binders anywhere. She was there. She was all in. She had all that emotion, whether she acknowledged it enough of this, what went on with her dad. And she was, you know, I want you right now, and I'm going to be a tough girl, and I'm going to be hard boiled, and I'm going to, you know, I mean, Larry and Chip really wrote her.
She had to catch up with everybody.
She almost seemed like she was coming out of an MGM, classic or something, or a Bette Noir movie. You know, she almost had that quality to her. Mm-hmm. So you got a character like that. That was exciting. We never had anybody like that in high school. We never had a quote unquote bad girl.
I gotta say, the actress confuses me that she won't talk about 90210. She spends a lot of time.
Actually, she just shared a 90210 thing yesterday on Instagram.
Well, she shared someone else's share.
It's a rare occurrence.
But like, I mean, she's been.
Given that the relationship that I maybe understand the relationship with the entire universe.
Yes.
But I don't understand it in relationship to me, and I don't make it that personal. But we got along as Karen, in the same way, got along with her very well. I never interceded on anything that ever happened to her after that. Except I did see her once at a William Morris party for 1 minute.
Did she say hi?
Oh, yeah, of course. We were friends.
She spent so much time making apple pies and things like that. You'd think that
she's a busy woman. She's a brand.
Would be more interesting to me. Like that, this would be more interesting. That her work. Okay, Kelly.
I believe she was. She was called. Stay away from the show. This is our show. You have your show.
Oh, so you think someone said that to her?
I believe there was a mean girl aspect to it.
Oh, definitely. Well, there's definitely that.
Oh, that's 100% given.
And here's the Kelly Taylor list. So we have Ross Weber,
which I feel bad about adding now, because I mean that was pretty much an assault if we look, go back on that.
Is that Kelly's first love interest? I mean, first she lost her virginity.
Yeah, the guy she talks about in the Slumber Party episode that pretty much raped her.
Right. She talks about this at Slumber Party.
Right.
I think there were a high percentage before we get to meet her. Just like Dylan, it's one thing they had in common. Whether we could explore it in the terms of their relationship, we couldn't. But they both were sexually active at a pretty young age.
Speaking of that, do you think she slept with Hank, Chuck, with Matthew Perry's character when they were dating before the show?
Oh, she kind of implies that she does, doesn't she? She actually kind of says she does.
I have him on there, but I wanted to make sure.
I think that happened off camera before the episode.
Area of the actor.
So in other words, in the Ross Weber category of dating, that's when he would have been in that.
What Steve Sanders and her hooked up?
I would say so. They dated before.
She claims that Steve Sanders is her first, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She claims Steve, and then she admits.
Backpedals once to the other girl.
So, yes.
Yeah, and I think there were a lot of other ones, too. I just do.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a given.
I know girls who were really, I mean, really hot, and Beverly Hills girls who were 14, 15, and 16, and they were really sexually active by guys who were 17, 18, 19, 20.
She had no hookups in season two. The Kelly Taylor character.
I agree with that. She was trying to change her image a little bit.
Renee,
and there was nobody who was willing. And I also think she was trying to hold out a little bit for Brandon.
Larry, just going back to this whole thing, that the mystery that we're trying to solve regarding what happened with the mean girl, Renee B says it's not it's Jenny, not you guys. She's referring to.
That's what we were saying.
Well, okay, so that's probably true, but that nonetheless.
What does it have to do with our show, though?
Again, we had 1994, 1995 was a nice year in my memory of working with Tiffany. Everything about her, I only have that. So could not have done anything to have her think it, that me personally was an impact. So why don't you come on the show and talk to Pete?
If we look at commonalities, if AI looked at it, they would see that.
Oh, you're going to do that tonight. I'm going to do that on AI tonight.
Tiffany on the Fastlane show, they both work together.
That's where the shit hit the fan, you're saying.
I believe, yeah. I mean, I'm a writer, but yeah.
Marlene says, I love Northern Exposure. So funny, great characters. That's just
Marlene, if you love Northern Exposure, you got to sign up for the Rosen Report and read what I've wrote about it.
Ryan Navarro, Lindy Berg is calling you out that its name was Roger Azarian, not Hank Azarian.
Roger, there we go.
Roger Azarian, good point.
Poor Hank Azarian's like, wait, I didn't do any of this.
Well, keep going with it. Okay. And then we have season 3, Dylan, obviously. Kelly Taylor.
Season 2, Kelly Taylor has a dry streak. Do we agree?
I can't recall her being with anybody in season 2.
Well, there's this kid that the kid that turns out to be the David Lasher's character that turns out to be gay. That he's gay, and so there's
you really hey, think
that
Kyle
didn't, that didn't happen, Pete.
I don't think so. Well, maybe to prove something. No. Dylan McKay. In season 4, John Sears and Brandon Walsh.
We agree. Okay, was John Sears one of those guys that was before 16 or not?
No, this was college.
Do you think there was a relationship before?
100%. Yeah, and then they continued in season 4. Yeah.
Talk about that, exactly. He kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so I think so. Okay.
Season 5, Brandon. She seems to be pretty loyal to Brandon. Season 6, Colin. 7, Mark Reese, Tom Miller, and Brandon Walsh. Do you think the Tom Miller happened?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just to get at Valerie?
Just to get back at Valerie.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And so what is that number? 1, 2, are we counting Ross Webber?
Yes. By the way, Brandon hit with 10 originals.
Okay.
And so let's look at Kelly again. Put it up there, Pete.
Oh, and then you've got Dylan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Three of the real cast she's got.
I know she has the most analytically on the cast. Yes, absolutely. Or maybe Tiffany. I haven't looked at Tiffany yet.
All right, let's see what we have here. We're trying to move through these. We did Brandon. What is this? This is Steve Sandy.
Kelly before the show, of course. Then season 2, he's not very lucky. Season 3, Alyssa Garner, who, for people that don't remember, that was the hot PA on the Samantha Sanders special that she was doing in the Thanksgiving episode. She invites him to her room.
Yeah, I think I'm right there. That was a good one. That was,
we interviewed Steve.
He got a girl. That was a good thing.
She was on Seinfeld. She did a Seinfeld that was just great, that actress. You have Celeste. Which I
agree.
Yeah. And then you have Laura Kingman.
Bad mistake. Yeah. red flag.
And then I could have sworn there was a thing with Valerie in season 5, but I guess I'm wrong. Or maybe that was later.
I don't think it's implied that they hooked up and it was a big mistake.
It's implied.
I thought she cock teased him, frankly, the whole time.
I thought so too. Makes it better.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Finally, in season 7, ending episode, they were going to sleep together the night of the college graduation.
Well, to defend myself, that was my thoughts always too, Larry Chuck. I always thought she was just being a tease with them, but then fans were telling me that, oh no, they definitely, what Pete was saying, they had like a hookup that she regretted later. That's what
fans always want. Is what I said. They always, when I was saying to you that they wanted Brendan Dillon to be sexually active off screen, of course they do.
Okay, here's some more information.
Steve would have kept back pursuing him. She would have gone. He wouldn't have stopped after that.
It's not. It's in the podcast interview with Tiff. You guys forgot already. It occurred in 2005 at the time of Tiff's wedding, whatever the incident is. Okay. I love through our podcast and the storyline of our podcast.
She is correct. There was that. But I think the seeds of it started where I mentioned, because at that wedding, yeah, sure, absolutely.
What happened at the wedding that made it all go crazy? You know,
I think old secrets came out. You know, it's just like a bad play.
Okay. Catherine says Stephen Kelly hooked up in BYOB. It was not only before the show.
That might be true. Yeah. That might be true. They may have hooked up that night.
I'm starting to remember.
That's
that.
A really good thing. They come down from the stairs. It's implied. I agree. Okay, good point.
Beth says Steve, Kelly. Season two, Steve slept with the girl who was using him for his money.
Who is that?
Most likely because he just would put it anywhere. So, yeah.
She's a great actress. I love her. She played Cindy Brady in the Christmas movie when Cindy Brady wouldn't.
Oh, yes. I know you're talking about
I've interviewed her too, but her name escapes me right now. I'm sure someone's going to write it right here. Val and Steve did the fire too, and he said he was in the shower that she's seen it before.
Really?
Oh, yes. And the shower scene, I think that was season 8, right?
I don't know season 8. Oh, yeah. Okay. So they basically...
Season 8 is its own mythology. You want season 8? Catherine, that's a different
podcast. That was a misinterpretation.
She's saying something was implied in the fire episode as well.
No.
I would never challenge Catherine West ever on the way she was able to recite.
I know Catherine's good, but I just know we never have to.
She's making Catherine these comments with conviction.
The shower was in season 7 in the premiere, Larry. That's what she's. Mm. Yes, okay. And Renee.
Not 1 through 5, you know.
Remember in wrestling?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
Larry, do you remember in wrestling?
Wait a second. He was there to see Claire. He had come back on the trip across the country with Brandon. He's not going to go have a sex with Valerie. He was all about Claire.
Do you remember in wrestling when the two wrestlers would wrestle one wrestler at the same time? They'd call it the handicap match. That's what Renee and Catherine are doing right now with you. They're both bringing point after point after point. Kendra Light, Catherine is correct.
All right, I guess. See, it's confirmed. Steve and Val.
Yeah.
Okay. Let the fans have it.
What do you guys know? You just wrote it.
I didn't. No. Us guys did not write it. This guy wrote it. I didn't write it.
How was it communicated? I guess. Okay.
And then
Claire.
After that, I just have Claire. He was pretty loyal to Claire.
Yeah, he never.
I think so. Well, who knows with him? No. We don't really know.
No, he had the opportunities, but he never did. Yeah. No.
Well, he like kisses or flirts with some girl at that party. Remember?
She
loses her fucking shit. Which
he's always a flirt. I mean, he also had the other girl.
Who else we got? Claire.
Now Larry messaged me and he said, "Well, you know, Claire wasn't a virgin when we introduced her, so I put an unidentified male for him because apparently he wanted to add that in there."
I agree with that.
Who's that? What's that?
Steve? We're talking Claire Arnold.
Oh, yes. Well, we imply that she's sexually active. I mean, she brings handcuffs over the second time we see her. I mean, you know, she wants to get laid by Brandon. I mean, in the beginning. But as you notice in the sheet, Brandon never had sex with her.
Right.
He only had sex with one person who was a star.
Okay. It says David Silver.
Yes, that happened. Come on now.
At the alien night?
Claire? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were UFOs,
the alien thing,
UFOs.
And then you have Sanders. One that I disagreed with Larry is in the season 7 with Dick Harrison. I don't think that she would be vengeful in that way and sleep with Dick Harrison.
He slept with Dick Harrison.
Okay, I'm not going to debate you. You know,
of course she did. They were already seniors in college. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Andrea Zuckerman. Andrea, we have Dan Rubin and Jesse Vasquez. Dan Rubin, we know. That was a big deal for her. And then Jesse Vasquez.
And then we have Peter Tucker.
Exactly. This is all good. All good.
It's clear. Okay, we have Donna Martin. We just have David Silver.
In the finale.
Wow. Look at that. I wonder why.
I feel like there was lots of handies for Ray.
Oh, yeah.
David Silver, we say Ariel Hunter.
Yeah.
But isn't it implied that he's only with her, that it happened before they got caught?
It was with her.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, he lost his virginity to Ariel Hunter, there's no doubt. It's Carrie Wurr. It's Carrie Wurr, guys.
Okay. I feel like it's a good one.
I mean, you would too. It's Carrie.
Carrie Wurr was just great.
I wonder. Never mind. Okay. Claire Arnold, of course, that's true. And then there's Valerie.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I made the comment that Dylan and Valerie were the hottest. Maybe David and Valerie were the hottest.
I was going to say that could very well be. They really had a lot of good chemistry on screen. Yes, absolutely.
And then you have Chloe Davis here in season 7.
Yeah, she was the singer. Remember, she shows up, Donna shows up at their apartment. She's in her underwear.
Yes.
Larry says that they slept together.
I don't think that they slept together.
I didn't think so either, but Larry says yes. I think
they slept together. Again, these are like seniors in college. They're just going to play around.
He was trying to – wasn't he trying to get back Donna at that point?
It doesn't matter. It was a long game.
She was playing – we have all those – we've watched a lot of that.
They were working – no, he wasn't trying to get back with Donna. He just was working with her. That's all.
Okay. And then Donna Martin, of course, in season 7. Now we have Valerie. Who I thought would have just had a list. I thought we would just open Valerie and it would be like 15 names or something like that. But nope. It's not. We have Steve,
Dylan and Ray in season 5. She got busy.
You're saying Steve, which
the fans. The fans are saying yes.
We've accepted Steve, and people. You know, that's how they got our communication. That's how it was received. So that's what they got.
Dylan,
David, and Colin for season 6.
Wait a minute, and Ray Pruitt, of course. In season 5.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then Tom Miller and Rob Andrews. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. She doesn't sleep with the that other guy who played Parker Lewis, Corey Nemec, that character. No.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, I can see.
I guess the question is, in season 4 or 5, did she sleep with Josie?
She did.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Chuck?
Did she sleep with Josie in the Cabo or the aftermath of Cabo?
I never thought that, but I mean, if you guys want to throw it in there.
Well, how dark did you make her afterwards?
No, she wasn't dark. He wasn't dark at all. They have one more thing. There's a sting.
I know. I think she would have slept with him to get paid. I think she slept with him to get paid.
Oh, you know what? I'm forgetting somebody.
Who?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny Batterman. Kenny Batterman. Her older, married man. That was a great one. Yeah, he was cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had that one.
That was a memory.
We had found out about Kenny that the actor is ill.
He's ill.
We tried to have him on this show many times, and his sister wrote us a very nice email, and she me and Larry, and said that she loves hearing about all these old times for the actor Kenny that played Kenny Batterman. So. Our thoughts are with
you know. I gotta believe that the same thing is true with Michael Durrell because he hasn't died, but he really has. He must be diminished.
I think so too. Yeah,
because
probably
that's more speculative than the one email that we got, but we believe that that's the case. David and someone says David and Nikki Witt hooked up, but didn't have intercourse. Just did other things in the cabana.
Well, I mean,
that's probably about right. That's probably right.
Okay, Kendra asks. Did Steve sleep with one of the twins?
No. No, he couldn't even get to first base with those twins.
Didn't Steve sleep with Andrea's RA, Kathy?
Oh, I think he did. I think there was something there with that. That sounds familiar.
There was a flirtation there, and that could have been. Could have been.
I think they kept
the flirtation.
The fact is, it's one of the things that Ian complained about. We didn't develop that storyline to be anything.
Huh. Yeah, I think yes. I think that's a good pickup. I had forgotten that.
Renee says no, not Jonesy.
Okay, I'll buy
it. Only Jonesy would have been a real kind of grifter thing. After the fact, not before the fact.
Catherine says after the fact.
Yeah. You want me to pay you how much money? How much is it worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's loveless.
No, that's
a noir move. So,
I think we're. Oh, and then Courtney says Colin.
Colin's on there.
He's there. Okay. He's on there. Okay.
He's on the list.
Okay.
Just all right. Bring it back up. Bring it back up.
You have to rewrite all these fucking lists. Let's see.
We got Steve, Dylan, Ray, Colin.
I could make it. I think a case could be made for the FBI guy.
Which FBI guy are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's an FBI guy that Colin, when Colin's being chased out, that's following her.
But we're writing him for Kelly, I thought, in that scene. He's for Kelly Taylor a lot.
All right.
I would say Kelly Taylor was slept with him, if anybody.
Anything else?
I think that's all of the main characters that we have here.
Excellent. And so basically, Brandon Walsh, by far, nailed 10 original. He scored.
Pete, you should play the song "I Want to Sex You Up." Now
I want to sex you up.
All right, this has been fun. Larry, the next episode of these that you want to do at some point is drugs.
I think we should honestly look at drugs. Who took what?
Okay, sex, drugs, and inevitably rock and roll. I guess at some point,
well, who played?
You know. Okay,
there's been some talk about. There's been episodes added to Paramount Plus.
Oh yes,
they said. Did you have any information on that?
Yes, there's been a whole flutter on Reddit about some of the episodes coming back on.
It's interesting to me.
Brian, can we have a separate conversation about that? Because I actually went on the other day and we were hanging out, and I went on Paramount Plus and tried to see the first 50 years, and they didn't have it. As far as I'm concerned, they went a whole other year with 50 episodes not counted into their pie. At this point, that company has corporately, it's hard to know who they are at this point.
Yes.
So I'm not real optimistic about what's at stake for our show there.
I think it's great that they keep putting the episodes up, but how about the original music? That would be fun too, right? Like, that's the whole point.
They should do it all. They're the only place. They have the exclusive.
Why go in half-assed?
They're not. Maybe if the new ownership heard from us, they would be smarter. These people are not very smart.
They're going to buy Warner Brothers. I mean, they might buy Warner Brothers.
I heard that. This is a strange time. Stranger things, huh?
I was upset to hear about the Jimmy Kimmel cancellation. I don't want to get into politics and all that stuff, but I'm a fan of
his. I will.
Yeah, I know.
Email me.
But it's just very upsetting that we're in that level of the world that we live in right now. So
if you want just a little diversion that doesn't only has, we'll give you a real political warning when we do veer off into our little section about that to show some political stuff.
A trigger warning.
Absolutely. Do the Rosen Report with Pete or Brian, and I'll send it out to you. I'm going out of town tomorrow morning, so it'll be on Monday, but next week I'll get it out to you.
And if you're not stopping in Cincinnati.
Kendra says Paramount ruined it for me, my rewatch. Pete knows you're missing episodes, it's the music missing, it's all of that stuff. That's my friend.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it's horrible. Let them know.
Chuck, what happened to coming to Cincinnati? I thought you were going to come.
You know what? Air travel.
There's no way.
Has no respect for Cincinnati.
I know. Not at all. I know.
Yeah. How difficult
is it? I drive to Nashville to fly to L.A.
I mean, come on, really? And where am I supposed to fly to? You know, so. Did
it make it? There's not an airline. Was there an airport? Cincinnati Airport?
Delta has one flight a day. They have a night flight coming to Cincinnati and going back to LA. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. It's just fucking horrible.
You know, who travels? It's the same thing like Hartford, Connecticut, where my nephew lives. Who needs that? What did they do? It wasn't like that. When I went to Madison as a freshman in 1970, I had about four different choices of when to go to Milwaukee. Because United Airlines had the exclusive right to fly you there, and they provided service.
Yeah,
because that's what the American experience was, is you getting provided service, not you paying extra to have any recognition at all.
No, it's hard.
For those who are interested in that kind of thing.
Cincinnati to New York.
Are you not going to go to a Brewers game, Chuck, when you're over there? Is it too far for you? I've always wanted to go.
I'm flying in. I'm going to my football game. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm having some burgers that night, and I'm getting my Uber to drive me back to O'Hare Airport in Chicago, where I'm going to get into the terminal early and watch the Los Angeles Rams play the Philadelphia Eagles in football. Nice. Try to find that game, and hopefully that the woeful Chicago Bears. I'm clogging up the sports bars. Otherwise, I'm all on my phone.
Just to let you guys know, as I watch the chatter, they're still going back and forth about the Steve and Valerie. They're
oh my goodness.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm letting the fans interpret, but in writing it, I never.
They fucked. Who gives a shit, right? Like, I mean, we just kill up. Doesn't hurt you either way. Fine, if you want.
I also don't think they really did it in season 5. I think they may have been some fool around, but I don't think they had intercourse. We were not writing it that way, looking it that way.
I mean, if you interpret it that way, that's the way it was.
I mean, she was with Dylan, and that's who she was doing it, and that was.
I know, Larry. Are you watching the game?
That filled up her cup, Buttercup.
Yeah, in the midway through this episode, I'm watching the Met game, and all hell broke loose, and I had to try to contain that aggravation. I saw Larry just right. go like.
Well, let's wrap it. That was a pretty interesting analysis.
Well, I hope people liked it.
I think so. Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, this has been great. We will see everybody for drugs.
Yeah.
The drugs episode when we
get right here. Before you go, we'll get out, but then I got one thing to ask you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.